Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Do not respond. Like, this is that we're being heckled. You're being attacked. They threw a jab. It wasn't a great jab, but it was annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, our eyelash got stuck in our eye, kind of a jab. And what I am pleased to see, Mr. President listened to us at all during when he was running against you, and we said, stop beating up the old guy. They're feeling bad for him. Mm-hmm. And he would come out and he would fight and he would did it. He had a private meeting. So proud of him. He didn't get involved.
Yeah.
If you don't respond, they need the response. They need somebody to burn something down. They need us to fall and play their game. Our response will be at the ballot box. Mm-hmm. That's where we need to respond.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, that was the enough said on Gutfeld. And Tyrus, you're proud of the president for having a private meeting. And I felt those words when I heard you say that on the Gutfeld show.
Yeah. I mean, please do not engage. And that goes for every Republican, independent, who is outraged by the way this was done. Because it was just as much a political stunt as it was. I mean, this is a civil matter, from what I understand. And this is nothing new. The difference is that I think America is wiser now, and we kind of figure out their games. And the best thing to do is not, because they need it. They need a response. They're already, there's civil war and there's threats. They're literally trying to take anything they can to try to turn it into a blowout of emotions and drama. And they just want January 6th too so bad, because they feel like that's their best shot at getting the votes they need in November. So that's what this is. The more you look at it, I think Jesse Waters has done a really good job of, when you look at the judge and the librarian and all that kind of stuff. I get it. It's angering. But again, I would just reiterate to anyone who listens to me, do not fall for this. This is just like in a football game where someone punches you under the chin. They want you to hit him back so the ref sees it. And we just got to stay the course.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Tyrus with us right now. You know him as a Fox News contributor. You see him on Gutfeld. And you know his book that is out, Just Tyrus, a memoir. If you haven't checked it out yet, pick it up and get a copy. You'll be glad that you did. I'm curious, Tyrus, I've heard you talk about this before. We do a poll every day on our YouTube channel, and today's is, do you support federal term limits? I thought I'd give you the opportunity to answer that question yourself.
With all my heart, yes. Like, we need more than anything. We need term limits across the board. We have them for president for a good reason. We need to have them in the Senate. We need to have them in the House. We need to be up because these established people who they're in it for themselves. You shouldn't have a career in politics. If we haven't learned anything from President Joe Biden, 35 or 50 years in is way too long. You know, it's just like you do your service, you don't get rich, you can't do investments, you do your part, you do your 8 years or 12 years or whatever the case may be, thank you, move on, and we will not have the corruption, we will not have these closed-minded views, we won't have any of those things that we have right now. We won't have a situation where President Barack Obama had to deal with the Republican old guard trying to make him a one-term president. President Trump wouldn't have to have dealt with the Russian scandal and keep going because nobody is going to have enough time to other than to do the work. And we would have the type of people involved that were not there for careers, not to get rich, not to exploit the American people, but there to do their service and move on. And we would probably have more parties. We would have more options. And I think we'd be a better, stronger country for it. But that's just me. That's just me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with you on that. And, you know, it's not just the elected people. There is a lot of bureaucracy that is, you know, they're there for decades and decades and decades. And when you think about what Donald Trump brought to his first term as president, a lot of it was the idea of draining the swamp. And I think that the swamp, most people pay attention to the elected officials that are in front of the, you know, cable news cameras on radio shows and doing hits there. But there's so much nameless bureaucracy that gets to have quite a lot of power, authority and access that it's so bloated. Government is so big. Is there any coming back from that?
I mean, if there's one president who could do an executive order for term limits, I don't even know if that's possible, but my heart says it should be, we would be President Trump, because he would be the one not only drain the swamp, we're going to keep there's no deep end in the swamp anymore. It's all shallow end, man. You can wade all you want to, but you're not getting deep. You're not going to swim in it. You're not going to build empires out of it. You're not going to help your husbands become billionaires damn near because they have all the insider trading. All that stuff would be gone just like that.
Tyrus, let me talk to you a little bit about Donald Trump, just specifically post Monday. So so Mar-a-Lago is raided by the FBI on Monday, and now he's the woman scorned. And, you know, it's not like he was a soft guy this past weekend and then Monday happened and now he's angry or has a reason to have some rage. I my own personal emotional opinion on what he does next with this country emotionally has changed, you know, from the cerebral part. And I'm still trying to look to the future, what's best for the country. But he's given a lot of people reason to root for him. This raid has given people a reason to root for him. And I got to think that that's the opposite of what Democrats would want to come of this.
Well, they're anticipating the extreme right to be violent. They just assumed that this would happen. They assumed they'd be attacking and marching and trying to burn down cities. They just don't understand because they live in a different reality. In their reality, it's fun to make fun of this country. It's fun to spit in the face of the police. But to red-blooded Republicans who willingly send their children to defend this country, who willingly are proud to say my son or daughter, policeman or woman, who want to be a part of their community, who want to succeed, they want their neighbors to succeed, they want to live their life, they're not dealing with that mentality. So they don't get it. When Republicans are not going to burn down cities because it's their cities. They work for it. They want to own small businesses. They want these things. They want to do well. At the end of the day, all they really want is to be heard, respected, and have the ability to live their lives under the American flag. And that's what they're missing. And that's what President Trump in his crazy way allows people to do. And that's why they are attracted to him. And I didn't always get it. And I don't always agree with him, but I do agree with the fact that you should be allowed to do it your way. And that's the disconnect. Now it's so important for him to not fall onto this battle with him because he's going to make them relevant again. The CNNs, the MSNBCs, the Stelters, the Maddows, the people who depend on him for ratings, they need him to react. They need him to have a rally where he makes comments that can be construed as somehow rebellious or civil wars, whatever. The best thing for him to do is to sit back and build the momentum, talk about what he's going to do when he gets in there, talk about fighting for our freedoms. That's what's going to get it going. And everyone who supports him or supports the Republican Party or is a libertarian or doesn't want people bashing in their doors every time they have an issue and can't and don't prove anything, as we learned with all the Russian stuff, we do it at the ballot box. That's the biggest punch.
Yeah.
Do not, no matter how much you want to, sometimes you got to just get hit in the mouth and smile back at them. And that's what we have to do. We have to have the world's biggest smile, like, good shot. Okay. It's not changing November.
What would you like to see from a red wave if it hits in November the way people predict that it would? You're going to still have Biden or Democrat in the Oval Office for another 2 years after the new Congress takes place. Where do you want their focus, the Republican-controlled House and potentially Senate? Where do you want their focus to be?
I want their focus on the American people. I want their focus on fixing things. I want the first thing they do is get some law and getting that IRS thing dealt with. I want them to get start looking at our economy and ways we can get stuff down. I want to get our borders safe. I want to get our police force back. You want to put 86,000 IRS agents? Great. Let's put 300,000 police officers back on the streets in communities. Let's start fixing things. Let's start taking care of our veterans. Let's do the stuff. Everything we're complaining about and we see complaining about doesn't mean anything if we get in and we start playing politics. Get a plan, meet in secret, get it together, and do what you say you're going to do. Don't get in and start. The first thing we do is go after everybody in revenge. No, we need to get in, and we need to get this country back together. And the way you do that is by fixing the problems that are in front of us. Mm. And I think that if the Republicans can do that, we'll see less of this crazy rhetoric, and the left-wing media is going to have to find something else to report about. They're going to have to go back to trying to cancel guys like me and stuff, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, you're up for the fight. We know that. We're going to talk a little bit about your wrestling event here in St. Louis coming up at the end of the month. But yesterday, we had Jamie Lissau on the show, and he is in St. Louis this weekend, and you can go to stlouisfunnybone.com for tickets. I just wanted to give you the opportunity. We talked to him about you yesterday, and I wanted you to give us the opportunity to hear about your project that you have going on with Jamie Lissau and working with, I mean, I think he's hilarious. I laugh out loud every time he's on Gutfeld. I did last night again as I was watching. What's it like to work with Jamie?
Oh, man. With him, I love the fact that I got to bring my A game. There's no nights off with Jamie. I like the competition. We have a weird chemistry. We kind of feed off each other, which is rare. So when the two of us said, hey, let's work on a podcast together, it was like instantaneous because we kind of go, he joins the common battle into keeping the creepdom that is Gutfeld down with me. I think he's probably one of the most underrated stand-up comedians there has been. He's had a tough road and he's overcome a lot of things. And I really am excited to see him explode. Let's not remember there was a time that I believe he was on the same stage. And I believe he beat Kevin Hart and everybody in Toronto at I think it was a comic festival or whatever. So this guy has the tools, and I'm so happy that he's getting his platform and his opportunity to make America laugh, because we all need laughs right now.
Amen to that. So, stlouisfunnybone.com for tickets if people want to go and see him. But come highly recommended, it sounds like, from Tyrus.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he is phenomenal. And just seeing him for 40 minutes, a night on Gutfeld isn't enough. You need to see this guy a live show. And like I said, we're podcast. We'll probably get going. I got a million things. Probably launch it right after, right after the chase, when I can like slow down for a little bit and get some things done.
But so let's talk about that. I want to know about you prepping. You are wrestling here in St. Louis, NWATix.com.
Yes.
We've been talking about that all week. And a reminder to the listeners, every day this week, we have been giving away 4 packs of tickets to see Tyrus wrestle. That's going to happen again in the 2 o'clock hour today. And Tyrus, every time we open the phones, we're slammed with people trying to win these tickets. People want to see you wrestle.
Awesome. Yeah, I want to bring the championship home, and I'm so sorry that Trevor happens to be from St. Louis, but I told him, you're going to be on the road at home, Briz. And I'm having a massive, awesome training camp. I don't post everything. I post little things. I don't post the secret things I'm doing, but I'll probably be the lightest I've been. I think I'm coming in right around 345 for this match, where WWE was like 356 and NWA was like around 375. So And my workouts are, like I said, just snippets, little ones, because I don't really like filming a whole lot of stuff, but enough just to see I'm doing the annoying little things to let you know that I'm going to be ready. So between preparing for, you know, it's going to be a great week for me in St. Louis. I'm coming into town early so I can get my mind right. I got the great big show, the Wiley Center, at the Wiley Theater, and in your hometown stomping area. And then, of course, we got the weekend at Chase and Sunday night's the big night. But I'm going to be ready. I'm prepared. I'm training hard. I'm going to look like a million bucks. And, Trevor is a I adore him. He's one of my close friends. But wrong place, wrong time. Not personal. And he agreed that win or lose, no matter what, we're going to shake hands afterwards. And hopefully he's a man of his word, because I'll be a man of my word. But I don't plan on losing. So
Tyrus is going to be wrestling at the Chase. And we, like I said, we're giving away tickets in the 2 o'clock hour today here on the Annie Fry Show. So you have another chance to win today and then again tomorrow. But you can get your tickets at nwatix.com if you don't want to go through the hassle of trying to win by calling in the show. nwatix.com. Yeah, Tyrus, people were super excited to see you here. I'm really curious what your thoughts are at the Wildy event that we're going to be at together in Edwardsville, sold out in less than 48 hours. But what is that audience going to be? Fox News people? Is it wrestling people? Are those the same people? What are you expecting?
It's going to be our people.
Our people.
We wear a lot of hats. And we wear a lot of hats.
You have a lot of varying
fans,
hats, that's for
we're
sure.
We're hockey fans. We're moms, we're dads, we're professionals, we're know-it-alls, we're smartasses, we're Fox. You know, I don't have a set base, and I love that. My base, I can have a guy who will show up looking like he just did a gangster rap video, and he'll be sitting next to a blue-haired old lady who has a worse mouth than he is. Like, that's what I love. That's what I love about the way that my career has gone. To say that we are all-inclusive is an understatement. And we blend it without having to say, we need one from this box and we need one from this box, because if you're truly love what you do and good at what you're doing and people appreciate it and laughter means something and not pushing yourself and your agenda down people's throats, they will come. And it's a melting pot, and it's a beautiful thing, and I'm excited about it. So we're going to see a little bit of everything.
I love that.
So, and I be prepared. I'm just going to tell you, be prepared. You're going to do like, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, really? Oh, wow. So
I'm braced. I'm so excited.
Friends of all ages, shapes, size, orientations, they'll all be there. So brace yourself and enjoy yourself.
Well, we want to encourage everybody who couldn't get tickets to go see us at the Wildy to check out the nwatix.com link and get your tickets to go see Tyrus while he's in town. It's going to be absolutely worth it. Tyrus, thanks for being a friend of the show. We're going to see you soon, but we'll talk to you next week.
Yes. Yes. And thanks again for all that you do.
Happy to do it.
I'm not talking about
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Tyrus. We're going to take a quick break right now. We have a report that the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, is going to speak at 1:30. Does that mean he's going to be there at 6 o'clock? Or in 6 minutes? Not at 6 o'clock. Is he going to be there in 6 minutes? I would assume so. We've got it queued up, ready to go, ready to fire. And a personal invitation from me to you to join us on the YouTube live stream, the Annie Fry YouTube live stream, so that you can follow along. We comment along with you there and read what you have to say in reaction to what Merrick Garland might say at the Department of Justice briefing. He's going to speak. You got to think it has something to do with the FBI raid. I am sitting on the edge of my seat, and I want you to be there right with me. Vote on the YouTube live chat poll. Do you support federal term limits? We'll give you the results at 2:45. In the 2 o'clock hour, we'll give away tickets to see Tyrus wrestling. And when we come back, Merrick Garland speaks at the DOJ briefing. Don't go away.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is the Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
I don't believe for a minute, not for a minute, that the White House was totally in the dark on this. This is Joe Biden's FBI. It is Joe Biden's DOJ. And they have weaponized this FBI at every turn. They sent it after parents and called them domestic terrorists. This is an administration that tried to set up a disinformation board to police the speech of Americans who questioned the vaccine, who had questions about masks. This is an administration that is totally, totally out of control. And I tell you, it will take a long time to repair the basic constitutional norms and democratic norms here that this administration is trampling. But Jesse, what this makes clear to me above all is that though our constitutional framework of government is strong, and I believe that, we have deep, deep corruption in our government. Deep corruption.
Yeah, you got to pull it out.
And we're
going
to have to make
it
a focus to root it out.
Senator Josh Hawley, your senator here in the state of Missouri, talking about the corruption in government. Take the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid story out. I'm still waiting to find out more details about what exactly did take place there. And I think we're about to get some because the Attorney General Merrick Garland is going to be making a statement. They said at 1:30, so that's like 30 seconds from now. And we are going to carry it live. So you're going to want to keep it right here and stream us live on the YouTube channel if you want to participate in the conversation, the chat there on the side while we are listening to what the Attorney General has to say. But you can remove the entire FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, remove that from the conversation, and still you are going to quickly see that there are a whole bunch of other instances where there is corruption. It happens on both sides. It's not just a Democrat problem, but we see it. And it has to do with the bureaucracy. It has to do with the longstanding people who are in positions in government, and they see the way things are supposed to go, and then they do what they got to do to make it be that way. Here's Greg Jarrett. Listen
you
to
know,
this.
You know, talk to Charles Grassley, the United States Senator, who's been meeting with whistleblowers who've identified senior officials at the FBI who were falsely portraying Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation and hiding incriminating evidence, sealing them in a file that only they had access to do. I mean, I think that disturbs most Americans when they hear that. I've written in my most recent column that I don't feel as though Christopher Wray, the FBI director, is interested in cleaning up the cesspool in the senior management at the FBI. He seems more interested in covering up evidence of malfeasance and misfeasance. But the worst, I think, is Merrick Garland, who has proven to be, I'm sorry to say, a political toady.
So Greg Jarrett there calling a political toady. The Attorney General Merrick Garland, he's going to be speaking here at the Justice Department briefing. We are carrying that live, so keep it right here. We're waiting for him to take the podium and say whatever it is. We don't know what he's going to say on this issue, but he is going to speak, and people have been notified about this. So you can assume that it's going to be a statement that has to do with the FBI raid on Donald Trump's home. I'm watching and listening reports on this, and you know, one of the things that would be easy for us to get caught up in, and I'm not even promising that we're not going to have a conversation about this later, is just the general use of the word raid and a lot of the Democrat led media wants to say this is not a raid. They want to take the word raid out of the conversation. They must deem that to be important. I mean, it is what it is. You saw what they did. You know they went in there and they took stuff and Trump wasn't there. And you know that they said the lawyers couldn't be present while they were taking the things out. They said you need to turn off the cameras because we need to protect the safety of our investigators. The Trump people did not turn off the cameras. They left them on. But you are going to, you know, you're going to continue to see people coming up here and looking at what they think they know, having the hot takes that they think that they have. And one of them is that this was not, in fact, called a raid. Here we go again with the vocabulary. The importance of what we label this to be is of significant importance to the people who sympathize with the Democratic Party. I don't know that it should matter what you label it. They did what they did. However, if you heard on, did you pull the Colbert sound? I didn't send it to you, Brad. Colbert announced that this had happened and then was very celebratory. He's just like, it was like Christmas morning to hear that Mar-a-Lago had been raided by the FBI. But he used the word raided. So why is Colbert out there using it? They don't even have their talking points straight yet. I'm so exhausted from every story that gets popped up in the air, everybody swiping at it, trying to grab it and using it as an opportunity to dunk on the other side with Donald Trump in the middle. And meanwhile, our country's economy is in shambles. Our country's southern border is being flooded. Nancy Pelosi is going to Taiwan and making a visit to Taiwan. And now China is encircling Taiwan in military drills. And we don't know where the American government officially stands on it. Every appearance Joe Biden makes in front of a camera is painful to watch. Not from a Republican standpoint, not from a taxpayer standpoint, from a human standpoint. Where you're sitting here and you're watching somebody who you likely know somebody in your own life who has struggled in the way that Joe Biden is struggling in front of the world. And you're asking yourself, what are we doing? No president has ever taken the Oval Office and been without crises to deal with. No president has ever taken the Oval Office and not had media to push back on and the opposing political party to push back on and an American people to persuade that what you're doing is the right way, that you as the president of the United States, you've got the American people and they are your guidance. They are your focus and your goal. This is what the presidency comes with, no matter who's in it, what party is holding it. This is what the presidency can expect. But we sit here and we watch President Biden navigate or be navigated through the presidency. And we all know, we don't even have to say it out loud, he's not up to the job. And we can all see it. And we only see the clips that happen in public. We don't see the things that are happening behind closed doors. We're not sitting in the meetings that he's supposed to be leading and using wisdom to make decisions that affect people and lives all across the United States and all across the world. We see the things that they can't keep us from seeing. But you know that on the other end of this, there is so much more that we are not being exposed to that if we were, we would realize what kind of trouble we're in. Today marks the year anniversary, the 2 year anniversary of naming Kamala Harris as the vice president on the ticket to run with Joe Biden. And when you think back on that moment and their choosing of Kamala Harris, you scratch your head and you go, God, I got nothing. She's the most qualified person for that job. Maybe, but you have to ask, what did you think the job was going to entail? What was the purpose of filling that spot? There's a lot of reasons why Americans today are feeling gaslit and hopeless because there's nowhere to look for a commonality among men. You can look to your friend, your family member, your spouse, or maybe your kid that is politically align with you and confirm that this is crazy, right? What we're dealing with right now, this is nuts. But after that confirmation, there's no solution that's being provided. And in the midst of all of this turmoil and all of these crises, we're supposed to sit here and bicker and fight about Donald Trump. It's quite the distraction. We're going to take a quick break here. Invite you to go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Do you support federal term limits? Yes or no? Let us know on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Quick break. Waiting for the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, to take the podium, and we will carry that for you live. So stick around. If it starts going during the break, we'll cut into the break and bring it to you right then. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Annie Fry Show. Happy to have you here with us. And we're waiting for the Attorney General Merrick Garland to make a statement. That's what they have said. That's what we know. He is going to speak at the podium at the Department of Justice briefing that is scheduled to start 12 minutes ago. So we just sit by and I chitter chatter until he takes the podium. And then if you're watching on the YouTube, you'll see whether we stick the landing or not here from behind the scenes. Speaking of the YouTube channel, do you support federal term limits? Yes or no? The way you vote on that is you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and in the live chat section, because we're broadcasting live this show right there, right now, you can just vote yes or no. If you support term limits, if you'd like to leave a comment, Hannah highlights those and speaks on them at 2:45. So if you want to be featured in the last segment of the show, you can leave a comment and have your chance to do that. Also, in the 2 o'clock hour, we are going to give away another 4-pack of tickets to see Tyrus Wrestling on August 28th. At 2 p.m. at the Chase Park Plaza. NWATix.com is how you go and you purchase tickets. NWATix.com. But if you're listening in the 2 o'clock hour, like we have done each day, we will pick a time and we will give those tickets away to a caller to be determined later. I got to figure out the right number for today. Unless you put one on here. Caller number, you didn't. Okay. I'm going to say caller 15. But not right now. In the 2 o'clock hour when we tell you. I'm excited to be there. Again, that Wildy event is going to be so fun with Tyrus in Edwardsville. Sold out so fast. And I wish we would have gotten a bigger venue so that we could have sold more tickets. But I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully you've got your tickets. And if you didn't, I'm going to intend to be at the wrestling match at the end of the month as well. So as we wait for Attorney General Merrick Garland to take the podium, Brad will give me the high sign when that ends up happening. I was talking a bit about, before we went to break this last minute, about how everything that we're doing right now in this week really seems to be centering on Donald Trump. And on my show specifically, I try to talk about him when he's in the news, but I don't really spend a lot of my other waking time thinking about him. So I try not to bring that back into the conversation when it doesn't need to be. It is a big deal right now. What the FBI did at Mar-a-Lago has a lot of people with their eyebrows raised. I would like to know the details, the facts, the reasoning behind why that did, in fact, take place. I think a lot of people would. John Solomon was talking about this situation a bit earlier, and we have a clip here from him talking about the raid. Here, listen in.
So I want to ask you, you had a little bit of time with the president last night. Did he mention anything about giving the FBI voluntary access and how surprised he would be to be raided after that?
I think he mentioned just in passing that that there was not an issue, that they had worked this out with the FBI, and they were a little surprised. Of course, he was not the least bit believing of the Biden administration that he claims he didn't know anything about it. Obviously, the president kind of scoffed at that.
You got to wonder what Donald Trump was cooperating with, what he was not cooperating with. And there's also the possibility that exists in the midst of all the conversation that I've been hearing people discuss, that he was cooperating just fine with federal investigators, that he had, I think, allowed them to come look in his at his house one time previously before, because they came to pick up these other boxes or whatever. It's possible that he was cooperating in person and maybe hiding something that was discovered later on. From what we've heard, there is an FBI informant at Mar-a-Lago. Is that the case? I don't know. And for people who want to dunk on Donald Trump because of all the possible things that he could have been doing to lead to this moment is a waste of time. As is, and right now, in my opinion, the speculation of all the things the FBI could do with the information in the boxes and stuff that they took from Mar-a-Lago. What happens when it leaves Mar-a-Lago? What's going to be involved in that? Did they leave anything behind? Are they going to put anything in what they took? Lots of questions. Are they helpful? No. It just breeds a speculation, and it breeds a situation that really, really ends up causing more divisiveness amongst us. In the middle of all of this, we have other issues that are facing the country that we only cover when something as salacious as this isn't at the top of the headline heap. Listen to this Texas Ranger.
Oh, my gosh. Beto O'Rourke is a joke, just like Joseph R. Biden. You can tell when both of them are lying, their lips are moving. I can tell you right now, thank God for Greg Abbott and our wonderful Border Patrol workers. I hope that Greg Abbott adds about another 40-something buses and brings them on up to New York and then keeps them going up to Delaware and puts them right in Biden's front door. Because right now, this country is in a crisis. It's in a recession. We've got food shortages in the food banks. And guess what? Guess who's going to be paying for these migrants? The working family, the American workers, are going to be paying for these migrants instead of paying for their own children. We're going to have to pay for them. And it's not fair. It's all they're doing is trying to buy a vote here. And I'm telling you, this country's in sad shape right now.
So that's a Texas rancher, somebody who Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, wants to put some New Yorkers on a bus and send them down there to talk to that Texas rancher so that he can come see the light of day. Oh my gosh, the how out of touch we are as Americans with one another. The understanding that somebody might just be okay with an existence that's completely different than your perspective. I've been to New York City, went for, I was like 3 days, 4 days, and I was exhausted by the time I left New York City. I remember literally having the thought, I want to see grass and power lines. That's what I wanted to come back to see, because New York City is a city that never sleeps. There's a high price, literally, to pay to live in New York City. And some people want nothing more. It is the peak goal of a career, of a lifetime, to be able to go to New York City, the big city, and make it. And be there and be amongst that hubbub and to just take that in. Good for them. That existence comes with some harsh realities that you are going to have to deal with. High crime, very, very liberal government structures that prioritize things that are different than, you know, say that Texas rancher's values in Texas. Isn't it strange to you that a state that is under siege on their southern border, Texas, and they've done everything they can to wave their hands in the air, to shout and to scream about the problem that is taking place on the southern border, that the governor of Texas puts some migrants on a bus who knew where they were going. All of a sudden, we're really concerned about where people are going and how they get there. It's when the governor of Texas says, all right, guys, how about you get on this bus and we'll send you to New York City? They know what they're doing when they go get on that bus. They've been pretty indiscriminate about how they've gotten to the southern border. You think they're going to be really picky when they get to the southern border about where they go next? Especially when the state government of Texas is sending them there. Maybe they are. Maybe that's the MO of what we've set up here in the United States is when you get here, now all of a sudden you get to pick your destination and your accommodations. That's kind of ridiculous. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, thinks that it is an in-kind action to send New York voters to Texas on a bus to talk politics, that is an in-kind action to Governor Abbott sending people who illegally come into his state to New York City, sanctuary city. Like, these are the people passing the laws and making the regulations that tell migrants, you got a place here, come on over. Oh, there's a caveat. Come on over, but just not here. Give me a break. I can't understand for the life of me when I hear the mayor of Washington, D.C. and the mayor of New York City waffling about how awful of a political move it is to bus these migrants to their cities, as if the open border itself is not a political move. Give me a break. I've said it many times. I'll say it again. We are not as dumb as you need us to be. We know exactly what's going on. We see it happening. Many people are crying out for something to be done, for the border wall to be finished, for laws to be enforced, for 87,000 Border Patrol agents to be sent to our southern border to make sure that we can handle the influx of people here. Oh, we need 87,000 people. What is the Democrat government think? 87,000? 87,000. Think about that. That's bigger than a college football stadium full of IRS agents who now can make sure that they put you in a position where you need to listen to what they say and do what they tell you to do for fear of IRS retribution. It costs money to fight back against the IRS. Is the IRS going to get this wrong? Is the IRS ever going to come knocking on someone's door or notify somebody of some potential wrongdoing? Or what the IRS is probably doing for the most part, just asking you a whole bunch of questions that get you all hot and bothered and nervous because the IRS is calling 87,000 people? As if we could find 87,000 people in this country and put a better application of those resources in about 100 other places. We're so out of touch. And meanwhile, Governor Abbott continues to send these buses of people, of migrants, illegal immigrants, to different blue cities across our country. The only response that Eric Adams really seems to have here is New Yorkers should tell Texans how to vote. Texans are telling New Yorkers how to vote. How do I know this? Because New Yorkers are moving to Texas, and Texas is saying, don't bring your blue voting crap policies with you. Texas is awesome for a reason. Let me show you the way. And you got to think that a New Yorker that's going to Texas, an Illinoisan that's going to Florida, they're leaving those places for a reason. And their destination is Texas. Their destination is Nashville, Tennessee. Their destination is Florida for a reason. You give the Democratic power structure enough time, they will tell you how to live your life because they know better. I think there's a lot of people, especially at lower level government, who really feel like they're doing you a favor. They're stepping in to help you make decisions that you're just really not qualified to make for yourself. Not because you're not important enough, but you just don't know what's best for yourself. You just don't understand. And these are things that I'm good at. Let me come in and make these decisions for you. In fact, I'll just do it. Oh, and I'm going to need your tax dollars to make that happen. So I'm going to give you my money to make my decisions for me. That's the way this is going to go down. You got to take all the Mar-a-Lago stuff off the table right now, just for a second, And remember where we are in this moment in time, 19 months into a Biden administration, with every dumpster fire that has caught the building it's attached to on fire. There is a crisis around every turn, and Joe Biden is nowhere to be found. And the people who are supposed to be responsible for making these decisions are plenty happy to ignore the fact that the fires continue to rage. There's no fire department coming. Promises will be made as we move towards the election. People that are running for office who want to be the solution for you will tell you about knowing where the fire department is, but they're not showing up to put out the fires. They need the fires. They need the chaos. They need the division. They need people to be frightened and to be scared and to need a savior to come save the day. And that's when they show up 89 days from day on election day. There to just solve your problems for you. America knows better. And they're going to say so when the midterm elections get here. We are continuing to wait for Attorney General Merrick Garland, was supposed to speak 30 minutes ago. We're going to have that for you when he shows up. So stick around here for that. The 2 o'clock hour, we're going to have Ryan Wiggins back in studio here with us. Results of the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. And also a ticket giveaway to see Tyrus and Merrick Garland in there somewhere, in theory. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.